Last time on The Talent Agency.
I know that runners are more used to doing rough and dirty work, but you're in luck today. The shady business I need of you may be more considerably ritzy than your average. I have a contact there, a Sheena Bellrose. She works as a wage mage for Harpsichord Studios, and I need you to go and liaise with her and also pick up a package that I have left at the museum. I have a delivery for three chuckle fucks who can't dress properly. Is that you?
I'd like to. I'd probably think that Miss Johnson would probably make me want to look like a dickhead the most because the way that I was dressed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I like dressing like a dickhead. So it's like a teal and pink like suit, like Vice City style.
Mm-hmm. Nano Ranger is wearing that. Like the tux is a little bit too big for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a tux. It's like your standard like black tux. But he's sweating profusely because he's wearing his whole regalia underneath. He's wearing his whole sentai because he can't take it off.
He's wearing a black plaid shirt that's black with gold and silver like crisscross lines.
Yeah. She recognised her taste when she saw you the first time.
She got him a very stunning black cowboy hat as well.
She's got the gold cowboy boots, though,
hasn't
she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, black cowboy boots with gold spurs.
Who are you?
We are your business associates.
Oh, okay.
Miss Martini, yeah.
Miss Martini. Oh, Carol. Yeah. Okay, so it's really fucking happening then, huh?
Me and Spurs are like quite giddy, I think. I'd like to think so.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't really connected yet, so this is like we like the same film.
Cool.
So we're kind of getting giddy about like what people are seeing, and I imagine Sheena's just thinks that's a little bit weird.
No, actually, Sheena's super fucking into it. She's staring
nice.
At this
girl.
Remember that one. And one particularly shiny one at the end from Titanium Hearts 5, the Thunder Chakras.
I see a guy, an orc, a fairly skinny orc, sort of standing off to one side. He looks messing with his bow tie, but he's been staring at Sheena since we came up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep my eye on him.
If you have cybernetic enhancements, your magic gets worse. So, the company that I work for so I can pay for my cybernetics refuses to let me have any work done to cure this thing.
How will you get by? You know, I just don't care for foolish affairs. You cheat, you smile, you laugh at my desire. I'm crazy for... What am I crazy for? This is The Talent Agency.
We now resume in the main foyer again of the V&A Museum as the crowd of cast and crew and celebrity guests start to pile their way back down into the main area to drink and party for the rest of the night. And we will start with Two-Step.
First things first, I'm going to pick up the cut-offs of my shorts. Mm-hmm. Put them in the nearest trash receptacle.
Okay.
Save the environment. And I'm just gonna, like, over the comms, just be like, got a package here, lads.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. So,
should I open it?
Okay. Are we allowed to open it?
I don't rightly recall.
If she didn't say no, then just I would say do it.
I open the package to see what's inside.
So, there is an electronic lock on this case, because, you know, it's an important case, that says Fragile and Eva Corporation on the side for those who are just tuning in and didn't catch that detail before. So it seems that what's inside might be expensive, so it's locked.
Okay. Do we recall that we know the combination?
You have not been told any kind of combination. You've just been told to retrieve a package, take it to the exhibition room.
Ah, yeah, okay. I'm going to make my way to the exhibition room then.
Yeah, make another stealth check for me, my dude.
Yeah, of course, sir.
Which defaults to just agility.
I've heard that a lot on podcasts now, that if you're just tuning in. So there's an implication that there are sick fucks out
just
there
them.
Who get a podcast and just go in the middle.
No. A friend of mine who's now like hella into the Adventure Zone, I told them to start listening like episode 2 of the Suffering Games.
Because
it was a really good entry point.
I do like the idea that there's just dickheads out there who go, I'm listening to them from the middle of this specific podcast.
How many successes?
2.
Are you happy with that level of success?
I'm going to have to be.
Yeah, as you start to pull the case along, and it start the wheels and it hit like the groove in the tiles along the floor, and it's like click clank, click clank, click clank, and a guard wheels round like, what is that noise? And you swiftly pick up the case and hold it.
Yeah.
He didn't see you, but it's a noisy and heavy fucking case. Bead of sweat falls down the side of your face.
Sploosh!
You are still on the ground floor, having come from the kitchen back into the main hall again.
Okay. Is there a lift?
Sure. Because, you know, I have a wheelchair access. But
so let's see. Is there a guard there, or is there no one around?
Make a perception check for me.
Okay. So perception is willpower and logic.
Yes. How many successes?
3.
What do you see?
I see where the stairwell is.
Uh-huh.
Like a grand stairwell.
Yes, indeed.
Curves up round like this. Up the middle is like a marble column with a kind of like very like, what's the word, like filigree door kind of style.
Yeah, very, very ornate.
Very ornate.
They've, even though obviously it was not part of the original architecture, they've gone to great lengths to make it look like it was part of the original building and have failed spectacularly. It sticks out like a sore fucking thumb.
Yeah.
It's just made of marble.
Straight in there. I'm going to go in the lift.
Okay. You go get in the lift, and as you start moving up the... What floor are you going to?
Oh,
because you've not been to the exhibition room, so you don't know where that is.
With the schematics, with the schematics I have.
Okay.
I completely forgot about this.
I'm going to look to see where the exhibition room is.
There are multiple exhibition rooms, because this is a fucking museum.
So would there be one that would be mainly like named?
I'm going to say that there are a good 3 exhibition rooms on every floor. There are 7 floors in this building. Each of them has a specific name named after, like, a famous artist or whatever.
I'm just going to go on the comms, like, what floor are you guys on?
We're in the first floor.
Okay. And as you make your way up to the first floor, the camera cuts to two-step. Sorry, no. Cuts to fucking...
Away from two-step. Back to two-step again.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, shoo.
The camera guy's like, oh, dang, shit. The director in the gallery's no, cut to camera 4. Camera 4. And it cuts to Nana
Ranger. Nana Ranger's like eating an ice cream, like, oh! Just frozen in the crowd, like.
Tin bin.
So, yeah, you are all making your way back down to the main hall again, where the party for the rest of the evening will resume.
Yeah. What was the young lady's name again? Sorry.
The lady's name is Sheena Belrose.
Would you like a drink?
I wonder if I can get one on the clock. And she kind of takes a look around and sees that the skinny orc that's normally making kind of like side eyes at her is making side eyes at a group of very attractive young men who are movie stars. And she's like, yeah, I've got time. Give me some booze.
Okay. I don't really know booze. What do you want?
Champagne would be fine.
Champagne. Okay.
Oh, God.
he's never drunk before.
The temperature drops slightly. Just like, oh, God.
Oh, thank God. Because he's really, really hot. So, he is... He's trying to look for any kind of electronics access or kind of terminals for hacking and the like.
Sure.
To try and set up kind of a situation. While he's going for this drink to get out, he's trying to set himself up. So that.
Do you want to make a perception roll for me?
Cool. It's, what did you say, it was logic and will?
Yes, indeed. Huh?
Three.
Yeah, so what you see is that the main kind of like I'm lost and need to know what's around in this building kind of computer terminal that's in the main hall generally acts as a computer with access points. There's a receptionist desk also near the front entrance with a computer. If you were buying tickets to this event and you were not there on the night, you would probably be buying it from that desk.
Is that manned?
No, you're out of hours, so nobody needs to be at the receptionist desk at the moment.
So we could feasibly, in an external monologue, we could feasibly turn off the lights in a section from that the receptionist terminal.
You're yes. Doing that out loud.
Are you here?
Oh, I can hear you over comms, mate.
Oh god! Just like starts tapping buttons on his arm. Manages to FaceTime his mum like no. walks to the bar, gets a glass of champagne,
mm-hmm.
and brings it to the young lady.
Yeah, Sheena takes it from you, and she puts it up to her lips and grimaces. It's like it's far too warm, and stares at it. And the outer edge of the champagne glass frosts over, and she takes it. And says, Bella,
magical powers.
Again. I am a wage mage. Yes, she says. Very.
She can read my mind somehow.
Oh my god! Why did she like employ these guys? I'm sure she could have gotten anybody. And I am saying this out loud. It's not an internal monologue because I know when I'm speaking and when I'm thinking. Nano Ranger. she takes a second to recall. Yeah, Nana Ranger.
Her eyes speak of romance, but she does not know.
Oh, sweetheart. No, darling.
No, he doesn't know. Not in the sense that he's like, she fancies him. He's like, maybe she fancies me, but I can't. I'm primarily a sensei. And also, it's not in the girls.
she ain't into you either, mate. she has a champagne flute. Is there anything that you want to do? With your scouting information.
I'm going to tell Spurs. So there's just some basic computer. Are you any good at hacking or maybe engineering or adorable? Okay, so there's some basic computer terminals which you have to be pretty slick to tech through into the building, but there is a receptionist desk and there might be some light switches behind there.
Okay. Have you flagged this up on the schematics we've got?
Mm-hmm. You can see it. You're in the main hall.
So
you can see where the receptionist desk is. Yeah.
So have we got like AR capabilities?
Oh, AR is inherent to literally everyone.
All right, cool. So
obviously, if you put something up in AR on a public server, like in a public space like this, everyone will see. But
oh, right. So I can't just do something that he'd see. We have a private network.
You have a private. Telephone network.
So I'll make my way over to this ticket booth and try and get myself inside. Do you need me stealth in?
Ooh, you're going to go and hack into this computer.
I'm going to give it a go, yeah.
Do you have hacking as a
I've got engineering.
Oh, well, if this receptionist desk was a car,
yeah,
then you'd be set.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, it's a receptionist desk. So to make an unskilled check at hacking, you can. It's just logic. It's a straight roll.
It's not too bad. Point into engineering.
I mean, I can. No,
it's like to change it into.
It's got an engine.
It has a car. No, no, you can't do that.
It's got a lot
I am, however, energy. Spending a plot point to say that you are also rolling a glitch die.
Oh, okay. Don't roll a one. Okay!
But you might roll a 5 or a 6 and have something positive happen from it anyway, so I'm being beneficial.
Trixie becomes the museum. One night in Trixie.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so how many successes was that?
I got one success.
Uh-huh. And then my glitch one's a six. And you have an exploit. So, you fail to properly hack in to this computer terminal.
I don't goof,
but something good happens anyway.
Yay.
So what happens with your hacking exploit?
Okay. Well, no, please don't. No, don't.
Leave this up to him.
Exactly,
leave this up to him.
But who's in a big metal box?
I set off the sprinkler system.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sprinklers start.
Yeah.
And everybody immediately starts freaking out because, you know, these are very fancy clothes that people are wearing. And they're not necessarily designed to be rained on.
From across the room, just hear a, oh, thank God.
A handful of people are now, like, very, very attractive actors and actresses are wearing white and are now suddenly have a fair amount of body on display. So it's not all bad. Everybody is enjoying themselves, but also realizing that all the catering service and drinks are now ruined.
I'm going to spend a plot point because the fire alarm has gone off, or fire system has gone off. The lift I am in has stopped between floors.
Okay.
No, I like.
No,
it's
good.
Like
that's a good decision. I like this sudden turn of events because neither of you actually talk to each other about where either of you'd be. You go up as they come down, so nobody's actually reconvened anywhere. It's fucking great. One of the rent-a-cops who works at the V&A, so not the Aerie staff, because they don't know how this computer system works, starts to make their way over quite hastily towards the receptionist desk.
Yeah.
And is like, what are you doing?
Can I just try to lay him out?
Well, you have the option to bluff your way, because you have con.
Oh.
Yes, you can also fucking punch this dude.
Yeah.
You have options, is all I'm saying. But yeah, he says, what are you doing?
Punch him straight away.
I'm just going to punch him in the face.
Okay. So, making a close combat roll for me, which is a skill you don't have, because you're good with guns and not with the punching. However, so it defaults to agility.
He was just genuinely concerned for your safety and bam.
Yeah.
Just
How many successes?
It is one. So I'm gonna spend an edge.
Okay, just to mention a thing, when it comes to contested roles like D&D, if it matches, the aggressor still succeeds.
Yeah.
Under this circumstance, I'll say now because you don't know the system, so I'll explain. I got one success, so this attack would still go through.
Okay.
The base damage on armed is 2 stun damage.
Right.
But, you know, you can spend a point of edge to reroll your failures as well. You have a lot of edge because you're quite lucky. I think you're now down to
2 left.
Okay, cool.
Do it. I got 2.
Okay, so you succeed with the in excess of 1.
Yeah.
So, you just straight up, like, unarmed punch this guy. It's really not something that you're used to doing.
it's because he shocked me. I didn't expect him to be coming in. So he's kind of really badly... Instead of
so you just, like he's, and pop him in the jaw.
Yeah, punch him in the face.
Yeah, you deal him 3 stun damage.
Oh, that's not too bad.
He looks very... He doesn't look reeled back by.
I'm sorry, sir. I got scared. The sprinkles went off. I just ran in here. I'm so scared.
I think you should maybe leave.
Yes, sounds like a very good idea. And he starts sloping off. And it's just as he's walking out, he's like, I did something real dumb, boys. Something real, real dumb. I'll be outside.
Is this why I'm in the lift?
Wait, maybe. I'm stuck in the lift, boys, with the package.
Oh, no.
All right.
Now I know you need to get upstairs and you need to climb your way out of there.
Yeah.
I'll warm the engine.
As he watches you leave, he then turns to the console and starts kind of like poking at it. And in due course, the sprinklers cut out. And with that, we cut to inside this now very dark, possibly quite claustrophobic elevator.
Yeah, he ain't claustrophobic. He's been in one or too many pits. Yes, he gets dark and sweaty in there.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
His pits.
He's into it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not one to kink shame.
Yeah. So it's complete pitch darkness, yeah?
Yeah, let's say the power of the left, the main light of the left has gone out. There's an emergency light.
Emergency light. I'm going to try and pry open the doors.
Alright. Make a fucking athletics check? It's hard. It's going to be a hard thing to do. I've been very nice about dice rolls so far. So nice. It's going to be harder. How many successes?
4.
Are you happy with that level of success?
Why not?
Ooh, you barely. It's an effort. It's a genuine effort, but it's like, you know, that vein on the side of your neck, which keeps threatening to burst, looks even more threatening, like you're going to just do yourself a bad injury. You need to go on a yoga retreat or something, because you need to get that shit looked at. But yeah, you managed to kind of lodge the door open with your body right now. You've got the door propped open with yourself. Because you're slightly between floors, you're like one third of the way into the first floor.
Okay.
At the moment, so you can clamber out, but it's gonna take some effort from you. In fact, it will take an athletics roll if you're going to try and leave right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
But I'm gonna slide the case through first.
Yeah. I will To kind of negotiate holding the thing open and also finagling the case around, I think still constitutes as part of the athletics role, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, of course. Okay, so I got 2, but because I've got a synthocardium, number 3,
yeah.
I can reroll 3 athletics dice.
I believe you have something else that can also let you reroll an athletics check.
Oh yeah, my cyber legs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 2 more dice. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. 4 successes.
Okay. Yeah, you quite artfully, in a kind of like, was it like Ocean's 12, where the dude like yogas his way past a whole bunch of like,
so.
Yeah, that kind of level of surprising flexibility for your character, as you kind of bend over backwards, your shirt like rides up a bit, and you see there's a shot of glistening abs as you lift the case past you and out through the top of it. This is a really porny show.
Yeah, no, I like the idea that so I've gone to like put the case through like that, I've started to think that my heart's gone like pumped in, give me a bit more energy.
Mm-hmm,
as I've
mm-hmm.
gone to push through like that. My legs have slipped a bit, but then the like kind of the
hydraulics lock into place and kind of yeah,
push me out. And that's it.
Okay. So yeah, you are out onto the first floor elevator corridor, panting.
And as that happens, the lift actually comes back into place and rolls up and goes ding, and opens up the floor.
And then it cuts to you.
So sprinklers are off.
They are the alarm is no longer going. The sprinklers are starting to peter out. It seems to be a process. Like, it's not something that he can immediately shut off. There's a whole handful of protocols that he's going through to turn this thing on.
Yeah. So, suffice it to say that... So we moved out of that previous section before. Is that kind of... Has everyone moved through that?
Yeah, no, all of you have seen the exhibit, and now all of you are ready to party the night away.
So there's nobody there anymore?
Nope. Cool. Aside from, like, general museum cop security.
Yeah, I'm really sorry I've forgotten that young lady's name again.
It's Sheena.
Sheena. I imagine there's a lot of, like, white tops and, you know, rich men and...
Yeah,
you know,
they were wearing relatively attractive clothing before, but now it's soaking wet.
Yeah, so the safety of the attention is not on us?
No.
Sheena specifically?
No, people are quite distracted by the fact that it's apparently now pool party time.
So I'd like to wheel her up into that section where we've just come from, where that big robot is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can, you make your way. I will still have you make a stealth roll.
Yeah.
Or unless you have some other skill that you'd be willing to kind of replace with that.
So is it just
it defaults
then
to agility. Do not have the skill. Fortunately, like you say, people are quite distracted, so it's actually quite easy.
I got 1.
Are you, happy with that level of success? I could tell you how many successes I've got, but...
No, I can tell you, probably.
You can spend a plot point to roll a glitch, though.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Right.
Yeah, why not? Let's live dangerously.
Let's do this.
5.
Yeah, an exploit occurs.
Cool.
So,
I
couple of these.
Yeah, your attempt at being stealthy to get back upstairs fails.
Okay.
But something good still happens. So what happens?
I can... So, imagine he's huffing and puffing a fair bit. Because this chair is probably easy to move.
It's a hover wheelchair. She can move it under her own power if she wanted to.
So, I say it's a hover wheelchair, but it's kind of made so that people don't push it. Because that would be kind of disrespectful.
That's very fair.
So I'm having a hard time pushing it because it's got dampeners that, like, resist pushing. She's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, yeah.
Does everybody in this fucking building have to patronise me? So, Jesus.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. But because I'm huffing and puffing, I kind of get stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But as I get stopped by this security guard, like, oh, I'm just because I wanted to get out of the young lady out of the rain, and as I'm, like, talking to him and, like, kind of, like, gesticulating a lot, she just carries rolling on into that section.
Yeah. Also, as she leaves, she concentrates a moment, and then as the retina cop starts to walk away, slips on a patch of ice that was previously not there before because the floor is very wet.
Oh.
So that retina cop now has maybe lower back issues, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Is there anything else you would like to do in the aftermath of that roll? She's making her way up towards the first floor.
So then I would, I suppose, get up there with her.
Yep.
I'll be like, right, so here's the plan. I think it's my plan. It's not really our plan. I'm not really sure what the plan is right now. We're gonna... You're gonna drive a robot.
Okay. I mean, hell fucking yeah, but what do you have in mind?
Maybe like a dual distraction thing. Like, you distract, then I distract, and then kind of in tandem. Maybe we don't leave, but you do.
Okay.
And he goes in for like a proper like handshake, like, but with the scarf.
She catches it in air, and how much force are you putting behind the hand?
I'm trying to be as gentle as I can with it.
Yeah, she's you can tell that she's kind of putting effort into the handshake as well. Like, it's shaking in place. Why do guys have to be so fucking macho all the time?
No, who's that? Oh.
I'm sorry. With that little scene out of the way, we cut to outside the V&A where Spurs is not as damp as everybody else in the building, but maybe a little damp spiritually.
Yeah, he whiffed it and he's a bit sad. So two is on the first floor now?
So Two Steps hasn't called in.
Yeah.
So you can go and chat to Two Step.
Where are you at, Two Step buddy?
I'm on the first floor, governor.
Oh no, I'm suddenly in hell.
Yeah.
Continue.
Oh blimey, I've done gone falling down, I can't get up.
You ever seen Ocean's 12? It's basic film.
Don Cheadle.
See 2D.
All the robots come to life and shoot all of you.
What side? all advice. We're Nano, buddy. Where you at, buddy?
Got a plan. It might be a live one.
Go on.
I
want
to say the bar. Because it might be risky.
Can you mark it on the map where you are?
Just mark it on the map, like, next to your big giant robot.
Yeah, you've made your way. You're outside the Ada Lovelace exhibition room. At the moment that the thing's cut over, so you're currently outside there.
So,
yeah,
I want to set something up that I've done in this room in a flashback, but it means that...
You can do a flashback, but it costs you 2 plot points.
Yeah. So...
Ooh. Thank you.
I want a flashback to when we were in there earlier, looking around, and when I see that orc looking very strange, like...
Shifty,
I pop off my belt buckle,
uh-huh.
But it's not just the belt buckle. It's like a wee little flash grenade.
Okay.
That I've left in there.
Yeah.
Thinking we're going to be in there and we need to get out later. So I've popped off my belt buckle and it's just laying on the floor.
Is it a remote flash grenade?
No, no, no. It's just a presta. It's basically, it's my avatar, so it looks like Trixie. And you just got to boop her on the little truck snoot.
Sure.
And then throw it and it's a little flashbang.
Okay. So, just checking if you wanted to blow it up while you were like outside the building. But it's a local one, that's perfectly fine. Cool. Is there anything else you want to do while you're chilling?
So we know that is out.
Telling them that is something you can do during your narration, definitely.
So I'll be like, Billy, you see my belt buckle?
Please use code.
Nano Ranger.
Yeah, okay.
It's a flashbang. Cool. It'll help you get out of there.
Where is it?
You remember that beautiful AI robot?
Yeah.
At his feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that will help. Thank you.
And then Spurs heads off to get Trixie's engine warmed up, get ready to peel out of there.
Yeah. So, with the end of your narration, if that's all you'd like to do.
Yeah, I'm good.
At this point, the alarm system is now off. People are kind of like starting to be kind of like, this was fun, while everybody was kind of like floatily naked-ish in a space, but now I'm just like damp and cold and this sucks, so I'm going to start making, so people start filing out of the place, various clean-up detail, dumb AI robots start to kind of mop up the place, in a kind of like cutaway, not anything like you guys see. The renter cops are kind of like, well, that was like incredibly strange. We should probably do a general checking of the floor to make sure that nobody wandered away. And with that ominous cutaway, the it then cuts back to two-step.
Cool. So I put myself up on the map where they've marked where they are.
It's on the same floor as you. It's not even particularly far away.
Yep, I'm gonna make my way there.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a guard. Guard spots you.
Is it just the one guard?
Yes, just the one guard.
Lame at.
Yep. On my left arm, there's like a mechanical kind of like ringlets kind of thing. And they go, and they go into my hands. One comes round all the way my knuckles and goes. Going to go in for a stun punch.
You're going to go and punch this renter cop. So go and make a close combat roll for me, please.
I'm going to use my last point of edge
to reroll your failures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's going to the moon.
Don't blow your low too early, son. You still have to kind of escape.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 successes.
Okay, so you have succeeded in excess of 5. So what's the base damage of your
7.
Gauntlet? So he goes and takes, maths, 13 points of damage?
Stun damage, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking fling him across the room, and he goes, bah! Into, like, a marble wall, leaving kind of fake crack in the back, and he slumps to his knees. He's fine, but like that impact did a lot of damage, and he's now very alarmed that they saw somebody who shouldn't be there, and he also has a weapon, and he starts to call for assistance.
Well, because of my legs, I have a second movement phase.
Yes, it means that you can move toward. So if he was far away, you could move from...
It's a dash action.
Yeah. It's additional... So you can move and act in your turn, like in D&D. But unlike D&D, instead of having squares, you have close, near, and far.
Yeah.
As three separate types of distances. So you were close. You've punched him. He's gone fucking flying. You can spend your remaining... You can, like, use your cyber legs to, like, dash up afterwards, I guess? Sure. So you're in his business afterwards?
Yeah, I want to dash closer to him.
Okay, yeah. You after you lay that dude out and he starts calling for help, you dash up to him, fist raised, and as you run up to him, maybe yelling as you do it, it smash cuts to Nano Ranger.
Okay, so the way I see it is this robot's quite tall.
Oh yeah, it's like 7 foot tall.
Yeah, okay. Oh right, so not too tall. Right, so we could feasibly get her in it, assumedly without like having to climb up anything or like
Yeah. You know, it would be... She'd have to clamber on you or something to do it, but she could.
Yeah. Can I use a plot point to
Of course you can. Hold on.
And say that there's like a little set of stairs for photo opportunities for people.
Yeah.
To sit in it. So instead of having to like lift her up, there's like a little set of stairs that people get up and you sit in it and you get a little photo taken. And then,
Yeah. Yeah, next to like cardboard cutouts. Yeah, it's starting to like, droop slightly because it's not down.
Oh, cool. Pulls it in with the arm. The scarf arm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you want to do this? Because we need to get away with the package. What is the package, by the way? Because we're not particularly clear on what that is. And if it helps us, it might be advantageous.
Yeah. Do you know much about what this package is? What does it look like?
Hey, Two-Step, what does the package look like?
Kind of a little busy here.
Fair enough. Pick a box.
Okay, well, I don't really know much about package. I'm just so flattered that she would want me to, you know, actually see these things up close, maybe. Yeah, and what better way to see it up close than to be, like, piloting one, right? So
this can go down one of two ways. Like,
yeah.
You can be a distraction while I go and help maybe one of my friends, or I can be a distraction while you get away in this thing.
I mean, sure, I can get inside the thing.
We can do this as a team, or we can get you out. Whatever is more important to you.
I mean,
he puts his hands on his head. Like,
I kind of feel like I should probably. So if she got a package that I was supposed to see, and she had told me to come up here, I kind of feel like I should see this package before I decide on what to do. I'm happy to kind of chill out with the big guy here.
Okay, that makes sense. There's no time restriction.
No. I assume that aside from the sprinklers, there shouldn't be anything to cause an alarm. So, get that package. Where is it?
Two-Step, where are you, man?
You already know that he's on the first floor.
Oh, so I can get to him fairly easily, then?
Yeah, he's outside. Like, right. Down the corridor, but he's outside.
Okay, then. Can I feasibly get to him within my narration?
Yeah, go. Go beat feet outside. Just dash outside if you want.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I think... is it time? It's not time if you have to tear off the tux.
While my gauntlets come off, it rips the whole tux off.
Oh, sure. That arm is now torn.
Yeah.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
It's activated, like, the vaporwave music playing on your shoulder.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah.
It's like a really, really slowed down, like, synth remix of Toto.
And the water got in it as well, so yeah. It's all like...
Oh, now it's just like sea punk as fuck now. Continue.
So, will I use my whole narration getting that, or will I be able to...
Like, walking around is a thing that you can do without having to roll for, so yeah, you go and
cool. So can I get up... Can I enter this corridor behind this guy, feasibly? Then?
I'll say that you run into the corridor.
Yeah.
And you see... the what is ostensibly the package abandoned, and Two-Step like yelling and dashing at a dude who's been recently punched into a wall, who is panicked and yelling for help into a comlink.
Okay, I assume I can't pick that up and then go deck the guy. I'd have to do one or the other.
Yep.
Okay.
Also, it says fragile on it, so be careful what you do with that package.
Yeah. Two-Step, you got this?
Yeah. Yeah.
You say yes, and you're too busy also yelling and bearing down at this guy.
Yeah, he doesn't have it, does he? He's not like doing well.
The package is there. The guard is obviously his jimmies have been rustled, but he's not beat up or anything especially badly.
Just feel like he won't want to leave a member of his team.
Well, it's up to you, man.
But he does. All right, so he steps up to kind of like, no, I'm going to rush in and help him. And then he gets that combat paralysis that we spoke about. Negative quality, and he's like...
Oh, no.
And he's really nervous. And he just looks at the package and he thinks about Sheena. Mm-hmm. And thinks that he needs to make sure that she gets out of here all right and gets the treatment and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So grabs the package and then starts...
So it's wheeling it back.
Wheeling it back to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And with that, we go to Spurs.
So he's been listening to all this on the comms.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
Sounds like a fight's broken out.
It does. What's the range on the drones?
Oh, you can just send the drone. Because they're like a narrative thing.
Yeah.
Largely, unless they're in combat, you can send them wherever the fuck you like and they can travel an infinite distance, although obviously within reason.
Yeah.
When it comes to combat, then there's a limitation on how far they can travel.
So, is the... We'll be parked fairly close, won't we?
Oh, yeah. You're more
there, like,
or less part, maybe like...
in here, or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so people showed up in fact.
So...
Like, the plaza's empty outside,
yeah.
So people have, like, parked
cool.
cars, and there's, like, a like more servicey parking around the corner.
That's cool. So I've got it. I'm sat in Trixie, and I can hear all this going down.
Mm-hmm.
So send Cash and Dolly, send the drones in. And I know everyone's on the first floor, so I send them up there.
Yeah. You meet a pane of glass outside on the... Are you sending them outside the building, or are you sending them through the building?
Send them in.
Send them into the building.
Send them into the building.
Okay,
yeah.
Send them into the building, and I don't know if it's possible to make a drone check a stealth check.
Yeah, so...
Yes, you can, because you are a person who is known as a rigger. You are very good at piloting drones and other kind of, like, cybernetic vehicles.
Yeah.
You can basically control it with your mind.
Cool.
You can go into VR and pilot drones. So we're going to say that you are piloting these drones and therefore you use your stats to do certain things.
Can we say that because the sprinkler's gone off and everything's wet,
mm-hmm.
trying to get some air going through before they get like the carpet dries and stuff out, so stuff's not stinky?
Give me a plot point and
yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, some of the cleaner robots have started to kind of air stuff out, open the windows. The front doors are open as well because people are leaving.
Yeah.
Would you like to make a stealth check for me, please?
Stealth is...
Which will default just to agility
to
if you don't have it. You don't want to necessarily have these drones be seen as you go and pilot them in. They have guns.
Yeah. Wow. I'm gonna burn another one.
Okay. Three successes.
That's a bit. Three successes, yeah.
Yeah, no one sees you.
Yay! So I'm gonna fly them in. They're gonna split up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of them's gonna go to Nano, and one of them's gonna go hang me a two step.
Okay.
There's no.
Which one are you focusing on? Because obviously.
Gonna send Dolly to sort of hover near them, because he's got. He's
to
got the case.
Hover near the exhibition room.
Yeah, and then. Cash is going to be. I'm going to focus on that one to make sure this guy's
focusing on cash. Since you're focusing on cash, would you like to make an attack roll?
Yeah, let's do that. So,
You make an attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
We're using vehicle weapons.
Yep.
So you roll 3 plus agility. So
10 dice.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, bye,
pretty
bye,
good.
Bye, bye, bye.
Pretty good.
Wow, this is hard. Then you can kind of hear
how many successes?
I got 5. Off. Combat piloting doesn't count as piloting my drones, does it?
Oh, you can. That's when you're driving it around.
Yeah.
So you got 5 successes.
Yeah.
You hit him in excess of 2.
Yeah.
So you do the face damage of the weapon.
Yeah, please.
8.
8 physical damage plus 1 point for every you've exceeded.
Yeah.
So it does 10 physical damage to this rent-a-cop. So how do you fucking gib this rent-a-cop with a drone?
Gib. Just. Clock him in the noggin with it. Just like,
you're firing a gun at this guy, and you have done a lot of damage to this dude, and he's going to fucking die horribly.
Oh well.
Explain how he's going to die horribly, you monster.
Just gonna splatter his brains on the wall then.
Ooh, it's targeted strikes to the head.
Just that, yeah.
Yeah.
I whiffed it when I punched the guy in the face earlier, and it kind of all went wrong from there. So it's like, let's just kill this guy, get it done.
Yeah, as two step. Like, is bearing down on this rent-a-cop, ready to kind of, like, smash his fucking face in. You hear a whirring noise behind you, and it is a drone with a gun arm and a very dainty, like, metal cowboy hat on it. And,
Cash is all black.
Yeah.
And Dolly's all pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And you subconsciously know to kind of like roll the fuck out of the way. You dodge to the side as you just see this rent-a-cop just not have a head anymore. He was very accurate with that drone. However, he did still kind of call for assistance. And after that guard dies, multiple other guards like start to kind of pile in onto the first floor. So yeah, additional guards start to pile in, all renter cops, but as they kind of pile in and see a freshly dead body, they start to freak out, and you smile and like shotgun cock your fist, and as it whirs up again, we then cut to NanoRanger, who has wheeled in the mysterious black suitcase, and then the camera then cuts to the talent agency logo again, and be like, the talent agency will finally conclude after these messages. Thank you for listening to the talent agency. This has been part 2 of mission 1, Sekuzan. The theme music is Ammonia Clouds by Blank Banshee. The recap music is The Chase by Trias. Playing in this mission is Liam as Two-Step, Paolo as NanoRanger, and Anthony as Spurs, and Nathan as your DM. Stay dangerous and stay weird, runners.